A very good morning to you all. Thank you for listening to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our program this morning. We encourage you to write your Bible questions into us at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, 232 South College Street, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330. We will endeavor to give you a Bible answer for those questions. We also encourage you to visit our website, www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. You will also find podcasts of these radio programs if you want to download them and listen to them again. We also encourage you to our services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times for those services. We cordially invite you. You will always be warmly received. This morning, our question has to do with the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Questionnaire says, what is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and why can it never be forgiven? This is a very good question, and one that has perplexed many for many years, and has been dubbed the unpardonable sin. Let's just see if that indeed is true, and if we can come to understand how this sin can be committed. Let's begin in looking at the text in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and 32. It says, therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy that will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Now, the first thing that we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to define what it means to blaspheme. Blaspheme means to speak against, to rail against. Now, notice in the text, it says you can rail and speak against the Son of Man, and it will be forgiven him. But if you speak against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven, either in this age or the age to come. And so there's some distinction made between the blasphemy of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, first of all, that does not suggest that the Holy Spirit is greater than the Son, because we know that that is not true. The Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These are three distinct persons that make up one God. And what that one God means is that they're one in unity, in purpose, and in harmony in all that they seek to do in the salvation of men. But the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are three distinct persons. The Father was the one who sent the Son. In John chapter 12 and verse number 49, John chapter 12 and verse number 49, Jesus himself said, for I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. Now the Son is the one who died on the cross, as we see in John chapter 19, when he said, it is finished, in verse number 30. It is the Son that was sent by the Father, and the Son that died upon the cross. Next, before his death, he promised to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that would guide them in all truth, John 15, verse 26. The one that would convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. The Holy Spirit was the one who also would be a comforter and would reveal the mind of God unto the apostles and also to all of mankind. Now I want us next to look at the work of the Holy Spirit. To understand how one can blaspheme the Holy Spirit, one must understand what the work of the Holy Spirit is. Now, that work can be best summed up in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we'll begin reading in verse number 9. But as it is written, eye is not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man that is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We also see in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it is God-breathed. It means it is inspired. It means every word, every thought, every teaching that is contained in the Bible was given by God through the Holy Spirit. It has been said that the Holy Spirit is the revelator. It is the revealer. It is the one that gives us instruction that come from God. In other words, how would you and I know what to do to be saved? Without the work of the Holy Spirit given in the Scripture, we would not know the answer to that question. The Spirit said, you must hear, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You must believe. Hebrews 11:6, the Spirit says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. Jesus Himself said in John 8:24, unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sin. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You must repent. At the time of ignorance, God once winked at, but He commandeth all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17, verse 30. And we read in Romans 10:9-10, with the heart man believeth, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans 10:9-10. And we know we must submit to baptism in order to put on Christ, Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27. We must also do that to contact the blood of Christ, to be buried into His death, Romans chapter 6, 3 and 4. And also, in order to gain spiritual circumcision, and that is the cutting away of sin, Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. How do we know the answer to all those questions? Because of the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit revealed the mind of God. How do I know that I'm to love my wife as Christ loved the church? Because the Spirit revealed it through Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 33. How do children know that they obey their parents? For this is right and honorable, and the first command with promise, because Paul, through the Spirit, revealed it in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. How do we know that we must be faithful to death in order to receive a crown of life? The Spirit revealed it to the Apostle John in Revelation 2 and verse 10. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, Paul told the Corinthians that they must be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that they know that their labor is not in vain. All these truths we know because they have been revealed by the Spirit. The Spirit didn't speak on His own. He spoke what was given to Him by God, and He inspired men to write those words down, and that's why the Bible is a Spirit-driven book. It is inspired. Every word is directly from God. When you're reading the Bible, you're reading the mind of God. When you're looking at the truth contained in the Scripture, you're looking at the mind of God as it's being revealed. Did God tell us everything? No. He told us what we needed to know, what we had to know, what we needed to know in order to please Him, to obey Him, to be accepted by Him, and to be with Him forever one day in the heavenly abode. All of those facts and all of those things that we can do, we know and can be assured of that our work and the things that we accomplish in life for His cause are acceptable to Him because it has been revealed through the work of the Holy Spirit. He is the revelator. He is the one that revealed the mind of God. So therefore, each part of the Godhead had a function. God, the Father, was the designer of all things. The Son was the centerpiece of His plan in order that He would die to give redemption to all men. And then the Holy Spirit was the one that would reveal how that plan would be carried out and what would be contained in that plan in order for men to accomplish in their life, in order to demonstrate their love and their obedience to God, in order that He might bless them, and in order that they might demonstrate to Him their love for Him, and by being faithful to Him in all things that He has promised them a crown of life. Now that leads us to the question, blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit is to speak against the Spirit. How would one speak against the Spirit? You would reject what the Spirit says. Let me give you a biblical example. Turn to Acts chapter 7. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen is giving a history lesson to the Jews who are rejecting Christ. And in verse number 51, in his sermon, he said, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you." Now, how were they resisting the Holy Spirit? They were resisting the Holy Spirit by resisting the teaching that came by the Spirit through the work and the writing of the apostles and the inspired writers. When they rejected that word, they rejected the Holy Spirit. They would, and their fathers did it by rejecting the prophets that God sent. They also were guided by the Holy Spirit, and their work was rejected because men rejected their teaching. Men like Jeremiah and Isaiah and Daniel and other prophets, Amos and Hosea, men who were inspired by God, and yet their message was rejected. Now, why can one never be forgiven if they speak against the Holy Spirit? Dear listener, if you reject the last will and testament of God, the last means of God drawing you to Him through the words revealed by the Holy Spirit, and you reject and you speak against them, what can God do to bring you to Him and to bring you to the cross in order that you might obtain salvation through the blood of Christ? If you reject the Spirit and you speak against the Spirit, what other avenue is there? Dear listener, there is none. If you reject the words of the Holy Spirit, you reject God's last will and testament and last means of getting you in contact with His mind. And if you reject that and you speak against it, then you put yourself in an unpardonable position. What could God do to save you? What could God do to bring about your salvation when you reject the message of life that referred to as the Spirit of the words are Spirit and they are life, John 6:63. If one rejects the Spirit, and he can only do that by rejecting the Spirit's message and the revealing of the mind of God. And when he rejects that, he puts himself in the position of an unpardonable sin. Why? Because God can do nothing else to draw you to Him. It's the only way to draw you to Him is through His Word. But can a man reconsider and accept the words of the Spirit, and accept that he was wrong, and now obey the things that were revealed by the Spirit? Yes, he can. But if he continually resists the Spirit by resisting the words and the teachings of Christ, he cannot be saved, because it is God's last means to save him. Hope that helps. Tune in again next